Yerushalayim. And right away, Hogdilun Taslecho. And right away, the Pasuk says there's a mitzvah essay of making tzitzis. And here's a smichas we learn out that you say, essay is deichel oistasei. That means the mitzvah essay of tzitzis is deichel the lav of klayim. That if you have a pair of tzitzis that has klayim in it, if you're putting a tzemer, wool tzitzis, onto a pishon of beggar made out of flax, of linen, it's mutter. So from here, Rabbi Lezer learns out, essay deichel oistasei. And not from the psukim of Roshoi and Zekonai, because that the blood needs it for the drushes. Yeah. Right. Omama, we learned before, Mar says, V'kulam shel gilchu shaloi betar, any one of these three that has the mitzvah to take a haircut, the levi, or the mitzvah, or the nazir, if they take the haircut not using a razor, or sheshairu shtei cyrus, or else if they shave off all the hair with a razor, but they leave over two hairs, is la yosav leklum, they were not makayim the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is to use a tara razor and to shave off all the hair. Omer Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, zaysay meres, from here we learn out the klal, that ruba is kakulay midiraisa. That usually when you have to have something done, if rave of it is done, it's considered like kulay. Well, some say mimai, how do we know this from? Because midigoli rachmoni gabi nazir. Since we need a special pasuk here by nazir, that the nazir, after he finishes his 30 days of nazirus, there's a mitzvah for him to take a haircut. And we're saying now the haircut has to be all his hair. And if he leaves all with two hairs, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Now how do we know this from? Because there's a special pasuk here. The pasuk says, by yoyim ha'ashiri yigalchenu. It says it's an extra pasuk here that Yair has to take his haircut on the seventh day, and the extra pasuk is to teach us that the haircut has to be a complete haircut. He has to shave off all his hair. For bi'alma mashma, if we would not have this extra pasuk of Yair Mashvi Yigachenu, without the extra pasuk, if it would have just been one pasuk that is a mitzvah for the nazir to take a haircut, I would have thought to say Ruba Kukulai, that the mice, if you shave off rove of your hair, the majority of your hair, for that alone you mekayim the mitzvah. So since the pasuk kind of teaches extra here, but yom hashvi'i yigachenu, that here by nazir it's not that way, that here the haircut has to be on the whole head, all the hair, so from here we learn out that other places, if the Torah doesn't say specially, then we say Ruba Kukulai, that when you have to do something, even though the Torah would say take a haircut, rove of the head is enough. Ruba is called Tikulai. Maskeblor Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina asked a question like this. Hi, benozet tomik siv. What are you telling me now you're learning out from this pasuk b'yom ha'shvi yigachenu on the seventh day? That's talking about a nozet that became tomei, that he has to wait 7 days until he becomes tohor, and then it says on the seventh day he should take a haircut. So what are you bringing me a proof from the haircut that a nozer takes when he's tummy on the seventh day to the regular haircut that a nozer takes when he finishes his nazirus? What does one have to do with the other? So this the Gemara says back, no, machku alav marovo, like an Eretz Yisrael they laughed at him. They said, michti, let's see, nozer tummy de bitar minolan. True, the Torah says when you become tummy a nazir, you have to wait 7 days and then take a haircut. Like it says, b'yayim ha'shvi yigachenu. Take a haircut. But how do we know with what you have to take the haircut? How do we know the haircut has to be betar with a razor? Minolan. Samar says, Minozir Tor Yalef. We learn it out from Nozir Tor. Just like a regular nozir when he's tor, after he finishes his nazirus, he has to take a haircut. And that haircut has to be betar. So Adin, a nozir tor may also have to have betar. So you see, you learn out one type of a haircut from the other. So if so, we should learn out now what type of a haircut does a nozer tor have to take? How much hair does he have to shave off? Learn it out from a nozer tomei. Ma tomei, just like by a nozer tomei. Ki shayer shtei cyrus. If he leaves over two hairs, for like klumovad, he didn't do anything, his hachinami, the same type of a limud, will have to a regular nazir, when even though he's tor, that when he finishes his nazirus, he has to take a haircut, that we should say, ki shayish de cyrus, v'loi klum ovid, that if he leaves over two hairs, he has not mekayim the mitzvah. Senechanami, this posit that says, by nozer tomei, this cloud that you have to have a haircut on the whole head, Over here, we learn it out. It applies to another Torah also. Therefore, it's good, the first Diyak, that why do we say here the haircut has to be on the whole head? Because there's a special Gzeras HaKosav here. It says extra, but you're Mashvi Yigachenu. Mashma, only here you have to have the whole head. But other places, even though the Torah says to do something, there's always the klal of Ruba Kekulon. If you have rive of it, the majority of it, that's considered Kekulon, like the whole thing. Boy Abaye, Abaye asked the question like this. What's going to be Nozir Shegilech Vishaya Shteisaris? Let's say a Nozir, after he was tar, he finished his Naziris, he took a haircut, he did the mitzvah, but he didn't do the mitzvah the way he's supposed to. He left over two hairs. So he said, Kozuman left over two hairs, he was not mekayim the mitzvah. Now, Tzomach Roshay, he waited, he let the rest of his hair grow back, like he waited another 30 days. V'chaza v'gilchon, and now he only shaves off the two hairs he left over at the beginning. Mahu, what's the locha? Mimak v'yoloi, is it makiv or not? In other words, one way to look at it is that Lamaist, he did the mitzvah tikalachas, he cut off, he shaved off all the hair of his head. At the beginning, he cut off with the razor all his hair. He just left over two hairs. And then 30 days later, he went to cut off those two hairs. So now Lamaist, all his hairs of his head was cut off, the Shem Naziris. But the other way, maybe no. Because when you first did the first haircut, it wasn't good, because you left over two hairs. And now, after 30 days later, when you shave off these two hairs, maybe that's also not called a good haircut, because you have the rest of your hair that grew back already. Like, maybe haircut means that one shot, you have to have all your hair off. But here at two different times, maybe it's no good. That's one shayla. Boy, Rav asked another question. Nozir shegilach v'heniach shtei sairus. Same type of the case. A Nozir at the end of the 30 days took the haircut the way he's supposed to, but he left over two hairs. Now, the Gilach Achas, he cut off one of the hairs. The Noshra Achas, in the second hair, he used Noshra, means they used like Sam, used like powder, to burn it off. So what's the Mahu? So, Omalei Rav Achim Adifta Ravini said back to him, Gilach Saro can be boiling. Like, what's wrong over here? The Khuri cut off the hair. First he cut off all the hair, left over two, and now he cut off one of them. So Maisa, by right now, he was Mekayim the mitzvah. All his hair is off his head, only one hair is left, that's still the mitzvah. So what should be wrong over here? And the half meaning was it should not be good is, that maybe Giluach, a cutting has to be at least on two hairs at a time. Like here, you left over two hairs, and then you went to cut only one of those two. So maybe cutting one is not called the mitzvah giluach. Maybe giluach means you have to cut two hairs. That's where he answered back. You want to tell me you have a suffix if cutting one hair is called the cutting or not? Like, that's his only rabbi Rabino. Giluach sar can be boiled in a rubber. Like, is that a question? Like, of course it's good. What's your shayla? How about if it's good? Omalei said back to him like this. Ela'ema, the question was like this. Ela'ema, noshra achas v'giluach achas maho. This is my question. Again, first he took the haircut and cut off all his hair, but left over two hairs. So he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah yet. Now, with these two hairs, first he went and was Noshra one. He, like, used powder to burn off one. That's not a mitzvah geluach. And then he cut off the second one. So, Maho, what's the halacha? Lamaisi cut off all the hairs except one, so the kima the mitzvah. But maybe no, since Lamaisa, he had two left over, he didn't do the mitzvah yet. And now he, like, used powder on one that's not called the Geluach. So he was Mavato the Mitzvah. Or Malay, he answered back to him, Shalai Gurusia. So the Bach's Gurus, the gear should be is Sar Enkan, Geluach Enkan. That since Lamaisa, there's no two hairs left over, that's not called the Geluach. And in this case, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah. Our gear says, Omalei Giluach Enkan, Sar Enkan, that is Sar Enkan, Giluach Yeshkan, Otikama. This is meant to say, Afo Pisha, Sar Enkan, Mitzvah's Giluach Enkan. That's not true, even though you don't have any hair on your head anymore, but our koponim, you are not Mekayim, the Mitzvah's Giluach. Right, so the Mitzvah's Giluach has to be that you cut off all the hair of your head, you should cut it off with a razor. If you leave over two, it's no good. So here you left over two. Now these last two, first you were Noshra. If you were Noshra one, you ruined the mitzvah. You can't do the kind of the mitzvah anymore. Because by taking off the first one of these two, like the first one of these two you need for the mitzvah. That's still part of the mitzvah. That's the makiv of the mitzvah. So since the first one was taken off through sam, through powder, you were mavato the mitzvah. And that's why Takumi Paskin like this. At the Maisi, you did not do the mitzvah, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. Yeah. So what he has to do is he has to wait till his hair grows back again 30 days from now and then take another haircut. But the other shilas, the Rama Paskins, that there, the glue after haircut is a good haircut. So at the Mishnah, Nozir Chayfeif or Mefasfeis. A nozir, let him like put shampoo, clean his hair, or Mefasfeis, and even like scratch his hair, like part it with his hands. But he can't comb out his hair. So Marcel like this. The nozzle ladder shampoo his hair, clean his hair, mafasfeis, and stand with his hand, like spread out his hair, part his hair. So even though when you do that, sometimes your hair comes out, and it's a lav, it's a navera for a nozzle to take out any hair. So Mani, who does that Mishnah go like? Rabbi Shimon he. The Yoma Adova Shainim Eskavim Mutta. Now the Maisi, you're not Meskavim, it's not your intentions. When you go to clean your hair, to pull out the hair, or if you go to like a scratch or part your hair, your kavana then is not to pull out the hair. See, even if it happens that hair comes out, it's not a psik ratio, it doesn't have to happen. And since you're not miskavan, you don't have kavana, you don't have intentions for that, it's mutter. Goes according to Rabbi Shimon. But then the end of the Mishnah says, Avolai Sarek, but you can't use the comb. So Hava Minar is also you're not in the chavin to cut out the hair. So why is the comb also? The Huras and the Rabbanin come out according to the Rabbanin, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that holds the Dov Hashayna Miskavin is also. So Hura Reisha Rabbi Shimon Vesef Rabbanin doesn't come out good. The beginning of the Mishnah goes according to Reisha's Rabbi Shimon, and the Sefer's Rabbanin is little Bakasha. So my Rabbi says, no, I'll tell you Kula Rabbi Shimon he. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that if you're not Miskavin, you don't have intentions of pulling out your hair, true, it's all Mutta. So then why can't you comb your hair? The Torah says that this type of a comb that he's using over here, called Hasirik Lahosir Nimin Medudolas Mischavin. A person that goes to comb his hair, the pshat is he has some hairs that are halfway out already, like halfway hanging off. So when you go to comb, you have intentions of like pulling out those hairs. So since you have intentions of pulling out your hair, that's also for a nozer. A nozer is not allowed to pull out any hair. But Enochnami, when you just start cleaning it or parting it, there you have no intentions of pulling out your hair, there it's mutter for another. Rabbi Yishmael says, La yicha v'adama. You're not allowed to like shampoo your hair with dirt v'adama. Mifnei shemasheres es asar. Because using this type of shampoo, of soap, made out of dirt, adama, that pulls out the hair. So since it's like going to pull out the hair, that's awesome. Iboilu, you have a question like this. How do you gurus the Mishnah? Mifnei shehi ma'asheres es ha-shatinan. It's a pshat because it does it. Like this, the adama you're talking about is a type of adama that does take out the hair. Oiduma mifnei ha-ma'asheres tanan. Because sometimes hair is taken out. L'may nafkmina won't be the difference. K'goin yika adama d'loy masra. Let's say you have special type of dirt that this type of a dirt does not pull out your hair, does not cause the hair to come out. Is there a gzeirah with the rabbanan not to use any type of adama? Or else no, the Mishnah only means you can't use adama that pulls out the hair. So that's the question. Iyarmut, if you're going to tell me the gears in the Mishnah is, mifnei shehim asheres, you're not allowed to use adama because it pulls out the hair. That's the way it should be gears in the Mishnah. Tanan, if so, hecha diyadina deloy masra, shapir. If you know for sure your adama, your dirt will not pull out the hair, it's muta. Eliyam, but if you're going to tell me now the gears in the Mishnah should be, mifnei hamasheres, because sometimes it causes it to come out, klalo klaloi, then you can never use any type of an adama. Because the pshat is like a gzera, it's a loy plug. The rabbanim made a gzera here not to use any type of an adama, because maybe you come to use some type of an adama that does pull out the hair. The question is, what does the Mishnah mean? Teiku, Marablaiz by Teiku. Right. Mishnah says, Nozir sho yeshoise yain kolayoin. A Nozir that was drinking wine, doing a navera the whole day, is ein oichai velachas.
Lachri is only chayiv one, since they only warned him once, it's called one big maisa. Okay, so with only one hasra, it's called one maisa. Omrulai, let's say they told him, though they warned him, al tishta, al tishta. They kept on warning him, don't drink more, don't drink more. Vu shaisin, he kept on drinking. Chayiv akolakas viachas. For every time they warn him, and he keeps on drinking, the hasra's mechalik, the maisa makes him to new action, that is chayiv. Hoy, the same thing by Giluach. Hoy, Megala Kolayim. He was taking a haircut the whole day. Lachar is a chayiv alachas, it's only chayiv one. Omrullah, they told him, Al Tigalach, Al Tigalach. Don't cut your hair, don't cut your hair. Vuhu Megalach, and he kept on cutting off his hair. No, they didn't cut off all the hair, because then he couldn't do it a second time. It means he cut off a few hairs now, a few hairs later. So the same thing, chayiv akolachas viachas. Every warning they gave him, every Asra, that's Mechalik, makes him into new action, that now he's a separate Avera. Each one he gets Malkus for. Let's say this Nazir was touching Mason. Kol Hayoyim, is there in a Chayiv Alachas? Even though he touched 20 Mason, he's only over one Avera, the first Asra they gave him. Because if he didn't have another Asra, it's all called one big Mason. What about Omrullah, Yaltitame, Altitame? They kept on warning him, no, don't touch your mace, don't go near a mace. Vum etam, and he kept on touching mesim, is chayim akolachas viachas. Tristant. Even though he's tummy already, but there's another aver, even though another is tummy, there's an aver to touch another mace. So he kept on touching more mesim, but every warning they gave him, so every one, he's over another aver, he gets another malchus. Even by tumor also. Yeah.